This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We talk a lot on this program, and we all talk a lot in real life, probably, about how fast technology is moving. Artificial intelligence, everything in the cloud, just a whole lot of change real fast. Businesses, by and large, are keeping up because they kind of have to or die. Other parts of this economy, though, not so much. Specifically, governments. Vintage technology is the polite way to put what they are using. Romy Varghese covers technology for Bloomberg in San Francisco. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Do me a favor, would you, and tell me about the San Francisco Assessor's Office and how they do their IT.
Well, you'd be very surprised about how the Assessor's Office in San Francisco does their business.
Yeah, I was surprised and horrified, by the way. Let me just tell you.
Well, right. We were talking San Francisco, the tech hub, where there are visionary companies and disruptive companies like Uber and Lyft. But in the tax assessor's office, they are running programs that are that date back to the 1980s. It's run on a programming language that's not even being taught anymore.
Yeah. There are so many things wrong with this story. Not the story itself, but the idea behind the story. I guess the first question has to be why. Why is San Francisco, and you look at other cities as well, they're running technology, some of them, that comes from the 1960s.
The problem with cities and their technology is that technology is just moving so quickly that these governments are getting further and further behind. And another problem is that this technology is now moving to things like the cloud and storage and software licenses, right? So now you can't borrow money. You can't sell bonds in the municipal bond market because you need to finance an asset.
Like an actual physical asset, like a computer server.
Exactly.
Right.
Like those big hulking servers.
Right.
You can't borrow money for licenses. So that makes it even more difficult for governments to budget this.
Not to get all technical, but software as a service, SaaS, is not easily municipally financeable, right?
Exactly. So these governments are faced with the prospect of paying for this out of their operating funds. So you're making a decision between a park, perhaps, or paying for something that your voters don't even see.
It would seem that there's room for a public-private partnership here. And I'm intrigued and mildly horrified by the kicker in your piece, that there is a private app that somebody has built to enable more rapid dog poop pickup or to report dog poop problems in San Francisco. I will leave the name of it unsaid, but it rhymes with snap. in San Francisco, at least, could they not reach out and try something new? There's an app for that, right?
Yes, there's an app for that, but there's not an app for government functions that are so basic like taxation, because it's not very interesting to tech companies.
Yeah. What happens if cities don't fix this? I mean, how does this end?
It usually ends with a crisis. Yeah. You're going to get a situation where, say, your technology is working, it's just muddling along, but your longtime employee who knew all the workarounds decides to retire,
right,
which is going to happen. And then that's when it's going to hit a real crisis point, when voters are going to be steamed that they can't do these basic services. And that's bad news for the politicians who might be getting voted out.
Right. Which then becomes for them a crisis, right?
Exactly.
Romy Varghese, she's a Bloomberg reporter in San Francisco, writing about the antiquated, I think is a fair word to say, technology that a lot of city governments are running around this country. Romy, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.